to all Northern Michigan residents, I just want to give them a heads up that there's a economic stimulus scams going on now. I swear, with this internet and with any new program we come up, there's always someone trying to make a buck off you. Look, at the IRS does not call and ask for personal information over the phone to help you expedite your stimulus check, or to verify your stimulus check, or to make direct deposits in your bank. The IRS does not contact you through the internet or by telephone. They'll send you a certified letter if there's an issue here. And if you have any questions, call our office. Do not give anyone personal information, bank information, your Social Security. There are a number of different scams going on related to the economic stimulus rebate checks that everybody is receiving. 4.5 million households in Michigan are going to get a rebate check. So the scam artists are out there trying to take your money away. They're calling you by the phone. They're calling you or sending you an email asking you to verify stuff. The IRS does not do that. The government would not do that. You would have a different contact, usually through the mail. Anything they need to make sure your rebate check goes to you is already on the forms you filed, being your income tax form. Please do not fall for these scams. If anyone calls at any time, whether it's a economic stimulus package or any other procedure, do not give out your Social Security number and bank information to strangers over the phone. Or if they're representing the government does not do that. We'd contact you by mail. So please do not fall for these scams. There's rebate phone calls going on. There's emails going on. There's refunds, email audits they're claiming, changes to tax law. They're using all these gimmicks to try to get your Social Security number, your banking information, so they can clean out your accounts. Please do not fall for those. If you have any questions at all on these scams, feel free to contact our office, 1-800-950-7371, or contact the IRS.